USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former President Donald Trump launched on Saturday a sustained attack on President Joe Biden's handling of the retreat of U.S. forces from Afghanistan, which he called the greatest foreign policy humiliation in U.S. history.
The issue is Joe Biden's staggering incompetence and gross negligence. He doesn't know where the hell he is. You think he's running the government? He's not running the government. Creating the greatest strategic humiliation that we've ever seen as a country, and it was something that we should have stopped.
A coalition of groups, including medical professionals, first responders, parents, and students, gathered in Santa Monica on Saturday to protest Los Angeles's impending COVID-19 vaccine mandate, saying it will segregate the city, breed more hate, and violate the rights of tens of thousands of people. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Afghan translator Sabor Sakhizada on Fox and Friends pleads for help from the Biden administration amid the Afghan collapse. He has the paperwork, but continues to be turned away from the airport in Kabul.
I get to hear on the podium from the White House to the Pentagon staff to the State Department staff getting them behind the podium and say we're going to stand behind the allies and get them out to safety. So here we are. Where is the support? I get to hear something as a talk-to-talk, and the reality tells me something different. We've been on the phone with my loved ones. We've been weeping. We've been crying. We've been praying.
A fund started by radio host Glenn Beck raised more than $20 million in less than 3 days to help evacuate Christians from Afghanistan. The Nazarene Fund is gearing up to extract approximately 5,000 people, mostly women and children, from Afghanistan as the country descends into chaos and the Taliban take over, according to The Blaze. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Representative Rob Whitman, Republican of Virginia, who on Friday announced a bill to establish an Afghanistan withdrawal commission, says the Biden administration will regret leaving Kabul because the U.S. military will no longer have a place to establish counterterrorism efforts. Whitman, along with Representative Elise Stefanik, Republican of New York, on Friday, proposed the creation of a national commission to investigate the withdrawal with the aim of helping the nation's leaders not repeat any strategic errors.
To do a full evaluation and vetting of all the conditions that have happened through the years from 9/11 to now, to see what's unfolded, to get the facts on what has happened in these last several weeks, but understand the context and what's happened over the years and all these different administrations. I think that's what the American people deserve to know.
The Pentagon is looking at pressing commercial airliners into service to help in Afghan evacuations. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
The Biden administration may be looking to enlist commercial airliners in the evacuations out of Kabul. The New York Times reporting that the Pentagon is looking into reactivating the Civil Reserve Air Fleet, which would bring nearly 20 commercial jets from up to 5 airlines into the efforts to get American citizens and Afghans with special immigrant visas out of the country. Commercial aircraft would add to the nearly 150 military cargo planes already being used to try to accelerate evacuations from the Afghan capital. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.